Welcome to D&B College. Today we're carving an Amen variation with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take a clean break and turn it into something that feels handled, worn, and alive, without losing the punch that makes an Amen work in a drop. This is not just about making drums sound busy, it's about arrangement. In drum and bass, a chopped Amen variation gives you a new phrase without needing a whole new drum kit. It can answer the main loop, lead into a section change, or give the second drop a familiar but darker identity. That's why this matters so much. A straight Amen loop can start sounding predictable fast, but a well-chopped version keeps the human swing, the breakbeat DNA, and that slightly unstable vinyl feel that instantly says jungle, rollers, or old-school D&B attitude. Let's start with a clean Amen source. Keep it simple at first. One break, no extra layers, no parallel processing, no drum bus tricks yet. Put the break into simpler, switch to slice mode, and let live slice by transients. That's usually the best starting point, because it respects the natural accents inside the break instead of forcing everything onto a fixed grid. Now, before you start moving slices around, decide what this variation is supposed to do. Is it answering the main drum loop with more ragged energy, or is it building tension into a new bass idea? That choice matters, because it changes how dense the chop should be, how much looseness you allow, and how much processing you need. If you want a more performance-like feel, keep some swing and irregularity. If you want a more transition-focused phrase, you can make the structure tighter and more intentional. Once the break is sliced, open the MIDI clip and start playing the slices musically. Don't try to fix the Amen by making it perfect. That's one of the fastest ways to kill the vinyl illusion. Leave a few ghost hits a touch early or late. We're talking tiny moves here. Just a few milliseconds. That kind of human drift is what makes the groove feel like it was performed and handled, not just programmed. What to listen for here is really important. First, do the ghost notes still sound like they belong to the same break, or do they feel pasted on? Second, can you instantly hear the snare backbeat even when you've changed the surrounding slices? If the snare relationship disappears, pull it back. The snare is the anchor. Protect it. A strong way to build this is to focus on the break's strongest accents first. Pull out the main snare, the little pickup hits before it, and maybe one or two open tails. Build a two-bar phrase before you even think about four bars. A good starting shape might be a more original feeling first bar, then a second bar with a slightly more chopped or surprising turn, then a repeat with one changed pickup, and finally a more open bar that gives the bass or the next section room to breathe. This is where arrangement thinking becomes more important than loop editing. You are building a phrase with a job. If the bass line is already very active, keep the Amen variation simpler and let the bass carry more of the aggression. If the bass is sparse, the break can do more of the talking. That balance is everything in D&B. Now let's give it that chopped vinyl character. The key here is controlled instability, not chaos, not destruction. Controlled instability. In the MIDI editor, nudge some of the ghost hits slightly late for drag, and if a pickup needs urgency, push it slightly early. Don't move the main backbeat too far unless you actually want the whole thing to feel broken and loose. If you're working with audio slices instead of MIDI-triggered slices, be careful with warp markers. Keep the transient bite intact. Overwarping the break into a rigid grid kills the whole point. To add tone, you don't need a giant effect chain. Start small. Drum bus with a little drive can add cohesion and attitude. Saturator with soft clip-on can give you a bit of grit and hold the slices together. Then maybe an auto filter or EQA to narrow the top end slightly if the break feels too clean. You want worn record, not destroyed sample. What to listen for now is the transient detail. If the snare starts to sound papery or the break loses its crack, you've gone too far. Back off the saturation before you do anything else. In drum and bass, you can get away with grime, but you cannot lose the backbeat. Another big part of this style is carving the variation around the kick and snare hierarchy. That means using EQ8 if the break starts fighting the rest of the kit or the bass line. If the variation feels boxy, trim a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If the top end is spitting too hard, tame some 3 to 6 kHz. And if your sub is carrying the real low end, you can high pass the variation a little higher so the break stays clear of the bass. But be careful not to gut the body if the break itself is carrying the groove. Why this works in D&B is pretty simple. Arrangement drums are energy management. You're not just making something sound cool in solo. You're deciding how much motion, grit, and impact the section needs while leaving enough room for the sub and the bass line to dominate where they should. A chopped Amen variation is powerful, because it changes the perceived intensity without always needing more layers. A really effective trick is to use call and response phrasing. Let one bar be dense, then open up the next bar, or have the amen answer the bass line instead of trying to constantly compete with it. For example, one bar can be the main loop, the next bar the chopped variation with extra pickup slices, then the next bar repeat with one small mute or omission, and then a final bar that strips back and sets up the next section. That kind of phrasing feels musical, not just edited. And if the variation is going into a drop or a second drop, place it where the phrase boundary matters. The last two bars before a new bass idea can be the perfect place for this. That's where the listener feels the shift, and that's where the DJ feels the structure. A good workflow move here is to commit sooner than you think. If the phrase is working, freeze it, flatten it, or resample it to audio. That gives you faster control over reverses, stutters, and final arrangement decisions. Don't stay stuck in endless micro-editing. The best version is not always the most polished one. Sometimes the best version is the one that actually gets arranged. You can also make the variation feel more alive with subtle automation. A small auto-filter move from brighter to darker across a bar can create tension. A tiny reverb throw on one snare tail can make the break feel physical. A short filter delay on a single pickup slice can add smear without washing out the whole groove. Keep it subtle. You don't need a huge riser when a small destabilizing gesture will do the job. And here's another important check. Listen to the variation with the bass and the full drums, not just on its own. Does the bass still read clearly in mono? Does the snare still punch through the texture? Or is the variation stealing attention from the real low-end movement? If the bass is res heavy, you may need to carve a pocket in the low mid so the break doesn't clutter the same area. Also, if you've added width, check mono compatibility. Keep the important drum energy centered. Club safe always beats stereo hype in solo. At this point, you have to make a taste choice. Do you want raw jungle vinyl feel, or a more tightened modern chop? Raw means a little more transient roughness, a little more swing, a little more handling noise. Tightened means cleaner slices, more control, and a better fit under dense contemporary bass design. Neither is better. It's about the track's attitude. If you want the variation to land, give it one decisive transition move at the end. That could be a reversed slice, a muted bar with only ghost notes and room tone, a short stutter fill, or a printed reverb tail cut hard at the end. Just one clear gesture is enough. In DNB, contrast often hits harder than stacking five transition tricks on top of each other. Here's the big idea to remember. A strong chopped vinyl amen variation still sounds like amen. It still has the backbone, the snare identity, and the breakbeat feel. But now it has phrasing, tension, and texture. It feels like a section, not a loop. So as a final recap, start with one amen source in simpler, slice by transients, and build from the strongest accents. Keep the snare relationship intact, and only controlled looseness and tasteful grit. Carve space with EQ if the break fights the bass. Use automation and phrasing to make it feel like a handled performance. Then check it in context, not just in solo, and commit when it works. For practice, build a 4-bar chopped vinyl amen variation using only stock Ableton devices, and one amen source. Make one version a little dirtier and one a little cleaner. Keep the main snare obvious in every bar, and make sure one bar opens up more than the others so the phrase can breathe. If you've got the time, bounce one version to audio and make your final transition from that. Then ask yourself which version suits jungle, which suits rollers, and which one would hit hardest in a heavier club DNB track. That's the move. Keep it musical, keep it controlled, and let the break feel like it's been played, not pasted. Now go carve that variation and make it move.